Blog Talk Radio.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to another week of Talk Tat Talk with Tweety and ALJ. We got a lot of good topics. We got a lot of good topics to cover this weekend on the show. So tune in and listen, and we'll see. Hopefully this will be to your interest. College football happened, obviously, over the weekend. A lot of upsets. I wouldn't even call them upsets, but some big-name games that didn't live up to the hype. Specifically, the Alabama-Georgia game. Alabama just completely dismantled Georgia. I believe the final score ended up being, I think it's 38-3. Whatever it was, Georgia got absolutely destroyed by Alabama. Georgia just couldn't really get anything going. The one thing that surprised me, that was kind of a telling thing to me about this whole game between Georgia and Alabama, is the play of the quarterback. Now, I would say if you go back 10, 15 years, you didn't really have the issue that you have now as far as quarterback play. Around the time, we'll go back to the year 2000, because that's when Baltimore Ravens won a Super Bowl in the NFL with a quote-unquote game manager in Trent Dilfer, quarterback who wasn't expected to win the game for you. He just was basically expected to not lose it for you. Now, that was before everybody started running a spread offense at all different levels and stuff like that. So now you have the spread offense. Oh, I think we got a live caller coming in. Finally. Tweety, you in there now?
She gone to the hospital. They rushed her down to the hospital. Oh, okay. What's going on, AJ?
Yeah, man. The point I was getting around to make when you finally got through was what I was saying was that the big thing that stood out to me, Georgia, Alabama. I was going to talk about the quarterback play going back to 2000, when really Trent Dilfer was kind of like the first quote-unquote game manager when he was quarterbacking for the Ravens that won the Super Bowl.
Right.
Now, with everybody in high school, a lot of high school teams running the spread offense, I'm kind of surprised at the level of quarterback play on some of the top-tier teams in college football. Alabama's quarterback kind of saying – Georgia is the same way.
Mm-hmm.
Are you surprised that there are so many game manager type quarterbacks at the college level? Because I don't remember this issue being around 10 years ago.
Well, not at this point in time, I'm not, because of the spread offense. The spread offense really opens the door for game manager type quarterbacks, when all you got to do is get the ball to your playmakers. And even in offenses like Alabama, it's really all about the run game. It's not about my quarterback play. It's about making sure that he don't blow my game, and making sure that my strengths of my team is my offensive line and my defensive unit. And you're not asking the quarterback to win as many games for you now because of the quote-unquote evolution of the athlete and the evolution of the game of football. It's about, especially on the college level, it's about spreading the field out, getting the ball in the playmaker's hands, and let them do their work. It's not really about having the quarterback read defenses anymore. And if you realize it, unless it's really costing quarterbacks on the NFL level because they're starting to have to dumb down offenses or change offensive philosophies altogether, to make sure that their high-priced rookie don't become a high-priced bust, i.e. Tennessee with Vince Young and now Tennessee with Marcus Mariota.
Well, I wouldn't go so far back as to say Tennessee, because Texas didn't really run the spread. They ran more of they were more of a zone read team and less, you know, slinging it around 30, 40 times. But I am surprised about the inability of some of these guys to just play regular old drop back style quarterback. It's pretty shocking to me, like I said, with as many high school teams they have throwing the ball around. But I mean, like you said, if you look back to this, if you think about it, games, you know, I agree with you, the game's more about getting the ball in the hands of your athletes and letting them win the game for you as opposed to depending on the quarterback. Oh, yeah, sure. In the Associated Press Top 25 poll weekend over the college weekend, Ohio State number one for a record 101st time. Interesting thing about Ohio State, they barely beat the University of Indiana. I mean, barely took a goal line stand. Indiana was up at halftime. Ohio State running back had an amazing second half, Ezekiel Elliott. And Ohio State still barely won the game. TCU moved up to number two, and Baylor moved up to number three. I am kind of surprised that Michigan State dropped to number four. I mean, they did win this weekend. And I just find it interesting that you can hold Michigan State. I mean, I don't know. I guess I can't see the logic behind Michigan State moving back.
Ohio State
remaining number one. That doesn't make sense to me. Like I would say it's odd to penalize Michigan State for barely winning this weekend when you don't penalize Ohio State for barely winning the last couple of weeks.
Yeah, they figure as far as with the Ohio State thing, it's really name power, coach power. We haven't lost a game in like 3 years. And even though they've been struggling to win here,
Ohio State lost a game last year.
They lost to Washington College, Virginia Tech last year. But they avenged that loss this year. And I would say convincing fashion after the quarterback got hurt. But other than that, they say Ohio State ain't national champs. They ain't got beat yet, so they're gonna stay in the top.
One last thing about our college football. Before we move on to the NFL. All right, we both hail from the great state of Texas. University of Texas was absolutely humiliated, in my opinion, this past weekend by TCU. I believe the score was 30-0 at halftime.
Who was this? What game was this?
TCU beat Texas.
Oh, yeah.
They just obliterated Texas. For the third straight week, Texas had a miscue on special teams.
Right.
Before this week, special teams basically cost them two games. Now, when it comes to Texas, they've looked bad for the last – I mean, to me, Texas looked bad for probably the last 5 years, starting with Mack Brown. I think this is Charlie Strong's second year.
Yes, I think everybody calling for it to be his last year too, and it's.
Do you think they're gonna fire him?
Yeah, it depends on what. If Texas can't turn the season around, Charlie Strong ass is grass. Like they don't really deal too well with losing. That's why they was really forcing Mack Brown ass fuck out the door, and Charlie Strong come in. If he have like a 3-win season with Texas, he over with. He's over with. And it's not fair, but it is what it is. That's Texas.
But Texas hasn't really been good. I mean, one of the top-tier teams in a while. I mean, but my thing with this whole situation, as I've said before, I think when a coach takes over a program in college football, you have to give him, in my opinion, you got to give him, if you don't start seeing progress by the end of that third year, at some point during the third year, then, I mean, depending on what you see the third year, I give you 4 years max. But definitely, if I don't see anything after that third year, I'm cutting bait. Because what I want to give you, what I think every college coach deserves is a full year as the head coach in that school, a full 3 years of recruiting. So by the time his first full class comes in that he has recruited, By the time
right.
their junior year is complete, if they're not making progress, I mean, I don't think that I will ever advocate for a coach to get fired. But if they're not making progress after 3 years, then I would understand why a university would get rid of them, because I think that first junior class that you have is very telling about the progress your coach is going to make with your school, because, you know, that's his first group that he's had a chance to, you know, they don't have to relearn offense or, you know, think, oh, we've been playing college football for a year and a half with this coach like this. You know, this is your group. Everything you teach them, these are your players. All they know in college is your system and how you
right.
do things. And so if you can't get the guys you want to run your system the way you want it, the way you want it run, then to me, I can understand a university decide to go in a different direction. So I think that Texas should at least give him a couple more years. I'd say he needs 4 years. And I think Mack Brown had the school in such a terrible position.
Yeah.
I think what Texas got to get better at is developing the talent that they recruit. I think that, you mean, you can go back through the recruiting classes. Mack Brown, when he was the head coach, always had great recruiting classes. Almost every year he had top five, top ten recruiting class. They never did it. To me, they didn't do a very good job at Texas of developing that talent. You get a five-star running back, and they turn out to not be very good. Along the lines of the guy, Jonathan Gray, the Malcolm Brown kid who made graduate, I can't remember. But these were top-tier players coming out of high school, and they just haven't lived
right.
up to that bill. And I think that
right.
if you get enough of those kids, at some point you got to say, well, what is the program not doing that these kids, that there's so many five-star kids and top recruits coming through here that aren't turning out the way most people anticipated they would.
Be a situation where Texas could be just overrating the talent that they was getting out of high school, Mack Brown, instead of getting the people that he probably should get. He was just getting the folks that were top name and they was wanting to come to Texas just off that building off the rip, instead of going out recruiting people. He figured that national championship bought him some staying power, for one. And then it got Texas was already one of the biggest football programs in the nation, if not the biggest. And they had just won a championship. Oh yeah. He didn't feel like he needed to recruit, but in reality, yeah, you did. And he stopped recruiting, and now we're seeing the fruits of that.
NBA season started this week. Preseason. A couple of preseason games. The Clippers played the Nuggets. You excited about the upcoming season?
You say what now?
I said you excited about the upcoming NBA season?
It all depends on how. If I'm looking at it just from an NBA fan, yeah, it's a lot of movement, a lot of shift, and I want to see how LaMarcus Aldridge is going to gel with Tim Duncan and the rest of that crew down there in San Antonio. Want to see how the Lakers are going to use whatever that they got, this little roster they pieced together with Roy Hibbert and Kobe and Swaggy P. And see how they
handle
the Clippers. I really want to see what
we got.
The 90
seconds.
Look like that. Oh, okay. Go ahead.
I guess we got booked for a 15-minute show instead of 30 minutes. I screwed that up.
Okay.
You think Cowboys going to win tonight?
They should. The Cowboys should. Well, yeah, they should, because the Saints defense is damn near non-existent. With Drew Brees or without Drew Brees, the Cowboys should win this game.
Jameis Winston got 3 picks. Is this indicative of, you think he's going to be a bust, or is this just rookie lumps?
You say what now?
Jameis Winston got 3 picks today. Rookie lumps. He's throwing a pick almost every game, I think, except for one.
Oh, Jameis Winston had 3 picks today already?
Yeah. Rookie lumps, or this is who Jameis Winston is going to be, an interception throwing guy?
Yeah. I mean, because he actually takes chances with his arm. He's one of those people who feel like he can make every throw and fit it in every window. So, yeah, I can see him throwing a lot of picks throughout his career. But he's also going to throw a lot of touchdowns, too.
All right, folks, we're running out of time. We're only booked a 15-minute show for this week for whatever reason. I screwed that up, didn't put the right time in that. Thank y'all for tuning in. We'll see y'all same bad time, same bad channel next week. Tweety. Until again. Until next time. Talk that talk. I'm LJ.
All right. Peace. Nah, I'm good. Shout out to the City Crest Cumber Sports Organization. We had went 2-2 as an organization yesterday. Hey.